Toward the end of this year, in November, there's a really interesting conference for international media and lots of people coming to Slovenia from all over the world who are really interesting. So I asked Valeria Privolcek to join me in the studio and talk a little bit about what that is and indeed her own involvement in media work. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Chris.
Let us open by talking about this conference. Tell me the details. And it's been running now for, well, this is the 19th year, yes?
Yeah, the 19th edition this year. So SAMPLE started as a mini seminar for media planning society back then in Slovenia. There were no different seminars, conferences available here. So they came up with SAMPLE to, to educate themselves, to catch the latest trends and so on. And then it outgrew the media planning and became, I'd say, the biggest media trends conference here in the region.
And by region, therefore, you mean outside Slovenia as well?
Yeah, Adriatics. So we cover Slovenia, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, Montenegro.
Because now you bring some pretty big people. I mean, broadcasters from the UK, speakers from America and around Europe as well, other parts of Europe as well. So it obviously is popular because you've got to afford that.
Yeah, our goal is to bring knowledge and experience from all over the globe to Slovenia or to the region. So to educate the marketing and communication experts and to promote communication, marketing, advertising here. So we tend to invite really global experts to help us bring the knowledge to higher level.
And some of them, like Dave Burse, who has been on this show already, are pretty, I won't say eccentric, but outgoing.
Yeah, they are. Most of them
and
are.
And so lots to gain. I mean, he comes up with some amazing stories of how you should look at promoting things and indeed simply behaving and marketing as well.
Yeah, most of them coming are really global experts working with the biggest brands, the biggest multinational companies. Mm-hmm. So they're bringing all sorts of knowledge and experience to the table. It's a great honor and privilege, especially to learn from them, to listen to them, to talk to them and get to know them. So
I invited you on this show because I think there's some broader stuff to talk about. I mean, the whole concept of marketing and media in general. And to do that, I gave you obviously the chance or the instructions to choose bits of music to go with our conversation. How did you go about that?
I love music. I think we all do. I connect to the music. So it was quite easy to choose songs at the first moment. Mm-hmm. I had a list immediately.
Like 20 long, probably.
20. Yeah. And then came the problem.
Yes. But, yeah. Where do we start?
I would like to start with Rolling Stones. I was on their concert in Belgrade. Mm-hmm. I think it was 2007. Mm-hmm. And they started with this song. I so enjoyed the concert. They are living legends, obviously. And then later I learned that also my daughter, who is now 9 years old, it was actually her first concert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you know what I mean.
I do indeed. Okay.
So they started back then the concert with Start Me Up. So
we'll start the program with it too. Start Me Up from the Rolling Stones. Let's talk a little bit about you. You are Slovene, so you come from what, the Ljubljana region or where else?
No, I was born in Celje.
Okay.
Went to school, to high school there, and then moved to Ljubljana to study sociology and then stayed here. Mm. So,
why sociology?
I don't know, I just liked it. It's about people, the society. I really liked the whole philosophy behind it, mm-hmm. and I decided to learn more about it.
And presumably that took you to all forms of social behavior, including maybe even social politics and so on, so a very broad field. Did you have an area that you were particularly keen in?
Well, actually, I specialized human resources management.
Right.
So that was a field that I was, let me say, was specialized in.
So studying people and the types of people and their behavior became something that you were keen
on.
Yeah,
and how we react to the society, to norms, to other people. So.
And as you now run your own company, I guess that is helpful.
Yeah, It's always helpful.
Or should I say absolutely vital, really, to understand the people you're going to.
To understand the people, the behavior. Yeah. It's sometimes easier to handle with everything that comes along the way.
Mm. What for you is the most exciting part of that, though? I mean, you obviously like people. I guess you can't be involved in running companies and so on if you can't communicate effectively.
I like really working with the team of people that are excited about the project or the job that we are working on. So I think I always say that this is the biggest asset to work with people that are really, I don't know, fond of something.
I use the word passionate. I think you've got to be beyond fond.
Yeah, that's the right
word. You really have to care. I mean, if you want to get the best of something, I think, well, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be sport, it can be manufacturing, or it can be as you are in. Yeah. Your company is called Media Pool. How did that all start?
Well, Media Pool is media buyer. So we practically are involved in advertising in Slovenian market. And back then, the company leaders decided to do Sample as a part of giving back. So we are, you know, taking something out of it through our core business and giving it back through Sample. So it's quite
Because it's actually to go to
simple,
the 2 days is not an expensive exercise. I mean, even ordinary people like myself would consider the kind of money that you're asking for this conference.
Yeah, but I think we are on the right path and we are doing it right. We have lots of partners helping us. So I think we found a model that is, sustainable to work everything and to bring this whole thing, this whole event to this level that it is today. So
the conference is being held in Portorož. That could take us to the next piece of music, maybe.
It could.
Beside the seaside.
Yeah. Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd's. Of course, I wish everyone would come to Portorož in November. But this piece of music, I think it represents to me everything that happens in our lives. So we may lose one, our paths may go different ways, but we have to carry on and bring the best from us. So we all tend to do with different questions in our lives. So it is important how to carry on.
The guest in the show today, director of Media Pool, but more importantly, involved in a media trend conference coming up in November. Let us talk a bit more about you. You sort of glossed over the school bit and got straight into your studies of people. Did you enjoy gymnasia? Were you a good student?
Yeah, I was.
Areas you didn't like, areas you liked?
Yeah, I didn't like mathematics, maths. I don't know why. Now I like it more.
Maybe necessarily.
Maybe. I don't know. I was a good student. Actually, I went to the sports section in the high school. I was active swimmer for 15 years. So it is a great part of my life. And it was a great part of my childhood and also youth. So
where has swimming taken you? Presumably it was competitive or is competitive.
Yeah, it was competitive. I truly enjoyed being a swimmer. My whole life was about swimming, the pool, being alone, thinking about goals, how to achieve them, what does it take to achieve the goals. So it learned me a lot about discipline, self-discipline, motivation. So I think it was truly a big part of my life and gave me so much that I wouldn't imagine doing anything else or being without it.
Was this about personal achievement or was it about being competitive or maybe both?
For me, personal achievement.
So it was about bettering, about achieving something a step further, a shorter time or whatever, or a distance, depending on what it is you're doing.
Yeah, it was about seconds.
Yeah.
All the time. And yeah, of course it was about competing, especially when I was younger, when mm-hmm. you are not that self-aware. But later on, it was truly about motivating yourself. Why should I carry on with these hard trainings? Why is this important for me? Is it maybe more important to go out and be with my friends right. or go to practice?
Go partying or go swimming.
Yeah.
Next piece of music, please.
Everybody Knows by Leonard Cohen. It's actually the world that we are living in. Everybody knows everything, and yet most of the time we choose not to know things. So simple.
By that you mean we're superficial?
No, we are not. It is easier for us to turn our heads.
Oh, okay. So we're self-centered.
In relationships, in politics, in business, it's usually so much more easier to turn around and go your own path.
Everybody Knows, the amazing voice of Leonard Cohen. Are you a big fan of Leonard Cohen as well, not just this song?
Yeah, I am. I went to his concert in Ljubljana, mm-hmm. and he was great. He's great.
The last time he was here?
Yeah, the last time he was here in Stožice. And I have to say that I make cakes as a hobby, and every time I have to stay up till the morning to finish all the details, I put on Leonard Cohen. It calms me down, so I really enjoy it.
Tell me about your perception of the concert, because it was something special. I was there too.
I don't know what to say. It was such a strong experience for me. His voice, his stage presence, and everything around us that just happened. He's such a big musician, and for me to hear him live, it was something unforgettable. So,
and it wasn't just about the music, was it? You said he's such a stage presence. There is no question that a Cohen concert was almost personal, like he was singing for you alone, in spite of the other 8,000 people.
Yeah, it was a performance. He's a great performer, not just a singer.
Mm. No, I thought so too. And the other thing, as a sound engineer, I just thought it was an amazing technical exercise too, because Stožice is maybe in some cases a hard venue to get right, and it was perfect. It was so detailed. There was nothing missing in terms of what was in the mix and the quality. I thought it was remarkably good.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not about me, it's about you. So let's go back to the whole concept of, I still haven't got how we get from education to actually running a company. What happened in the middle?
I finished university, so sociology, and then started working as an HR specialist. Worked in HR for several years, and then by coincidence, I ended up in marketing here in Mediapool.
Okay.
So here I am, I stayed, and I love this job. So I didn't start it as a CEO, so as a director. I started in a team, and then the opportunity came up, and I grabbed it. Sounds very simple, but
it
wasn't.
It never is, is it? But on the other hand, perhaps to some extent, things like that are a mixture of right place, right time, some luck, and a lot of experience. So it's never one simple thing anyway.
Yeah, of course. And also experience. I was rather young when I started running this company. I think I was 29. And so, of course, back then I didn't have the experience I have now. But I learned along the way, of course, also by making mistakes, but that's the whole point of developing as an individual.
From my contacts, it's a very team effort anyway. People seem to me to be taking quite high levels of responsibility, at not necessarily only the top level. So,
yeah, it is.
So you've got support even when you're...
Yeah, I was, and I am very lucky that I I've got a team, a very small team of individuals, my co-workers. We've been working before together, so we've known each other very, very well. And we then moved to another level. So they helped me with understanding, with support, also with we learned together and evolved.
As a director of anything, do you think you need to understand people more than you need to understand the job? In other words, can you just, there are certain details of the functions which you're prepared to leave to the individuals and not be totally overriding? Because I just think, I've experienced of many managers that have to be in charge of every fine detail, and I think that's a bit silly, really.
Yeah, that was one of the mistakes I've learned during my job. At first, I was the type of the director that everything I do is as it's supposed to be, and then you learn that it's so much easier and better for the team to trust the other members with the responsibilities.
Mm. I mean, that's why you employ them. You employ them because they're
good
at something.
Of course.
And so you might as well let them do it.
Yeah.
It's very important because people need to be motivated into achieving what they achieve the way they feel is appropriate.
Of course. And if you don't let them to be responsible for what they do, then, you know, you are setting the boundaries and they won't go beyond them.
So. No, and there's nothing to stop them being bigger than you at certain aspects of the task.
That's the biggest compliment you can
get. Now, that's an interesting response. It's the biggest compliment. So you have motivated them by allowing them to be themselves.
Yeah, of course.
The end result is your company's more efficient and more effective.
Yeah.
I've had other directors on this program a long time ago, actually, one of them for a huge worldwide company, and he was always saying, I'm as strong as the 100 brains I have around me, you know.
That's true.
You know, why would I make all the decisions when there are 100 other people that could make better ones?
And one person can't always know everything.
No. So. Next piece of music.
A bit different, Unforgiven by Metallica. Back in the high school days for me, I have to say that was my first serious crush, but not in a love sense, rather than in music one. I listened to the song, to the band back in those days, on repeat all the time. And I think it was the first time that I truly, truly felt the music and how much it means to me. So it's a fond memory.
Unforgiven from Metallica. We've been talking a lot about the kind of work you do. Can I take you outside your work? You were swimming when you were at school. Do you still do this? Is it something important to you?
No, I don't.
Not at all? I mean, apart from on holiday, maybe, but you don't do
on
it.
On holidays?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it every single year, but I don't know. I now ride a bike. I go to the gym, so I am active. I have to be. I love skiing in the winter, so skiing is one of my passions.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't decided to go to the pool and measure those meters.
Because yeah, it would be tough, wouldn't it? You'd have to work hard probably to get back to where you were when you were X years younger.
I probably can't. But yeah, it was, it is, I think, a mind shift that I would have to make to not expect from myself to be as good as I was.
Are. Yeah. And as we all get older, it becomes almost impossible. I mean, sporting people probably, for the most part, have a moderately narrow age range that they can be at their best.
Yeah, of course. And the water is different environment, so it's so much harder to just jump in the pool and be the same
as
old me.
As you were. Yes. And when you, I mean, you presumably take holidays and things, does swimming become just a gentle part of that? I mean, if you go to the seaside or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you get out there and feel some of that energy?
Yeah, of course I do. When I go into the water, it's like, I like the smell of the pools. Can you imagine? Like most.
Well, in some cases, no, actually. I mean, take me to the sea rather than the pools. But
most of the people like hate it, but I do love it. I like the water, I like sea, I like everything connected to it. So, yeah, it is still a big part of my life that I am experiencing in everyday life. So.
Yeah, swimming is one thing that uses pretty much every muscle you have.
Yeah.
And you need to be very precise about the way you swim.
Good and hard sport. Yeah, it takes a lot of discipline and strength to practice it twice a day, actually. 6 a.m. in the morning, when all my friends were tucked in bed, I had to jump into the pool. So it wasn't easy most of the time.
Has that given you the ability to do something at 6 a.m. without too much stress? No, nothing to do with swimming, but to get up to go to work?
No.
Or to
I'm still struggling to become an early bird. Maybe someday.
Well, maybe it used to. That's why I thought, oh, this can't be a problem. You must have done that a lot. Let's have another piece of music.
Oh, this is my happy song. It's from Amy Winehouse, Valerie. Lots of times people send me this song, a link with some funny messages or just saying, thinking about you. So I guess I cannot put this playlist together without it.
Valerie, and of the amazing voice of Amy Winehouse. You have a family. You were talking about that earlier, so I guess that's part of your role. What's important for you with them? More than one child?
No,
one
daughter,
okay.
Nine years old, Zoya. Okay. Well, family is very important to me. I have an ability to left my work behind and to be with my family afternoons, weekends, exclusively.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's hard. That doesn't mean that I don't check my emails most of the time.
You do it quietly.
Most of the time, I really left the stress in the office. And I think a child is someone who helps you do that. My daughter certainly does it for me. When I'm with her, I have to be present. It's hard to look into the screens and be a mother that you want to be.
But I mean, they're great, aren't they? And bringing you back to being what you were anyway.
Yeah.
You can be a child again.
Yeah, I like to fooling around with her.
And what is she keen on? Is she a cyclist or?
No, she's a figure skater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting.
That's her passion.
Really?
Yeah. So she's been practicing.
Competitively? Nice.
Yeah. It's so nice to watch. And it's a big, big sport to handle.
Yeah, and it requires all sorts of disciplines too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
also
not
for
just
parents, not just for the little ones.
That's not just about being on the ice. That's being a gymnast as well.
Yeah, everything: ballet, gymnasts, and ice, of course.
Nice.
It's a beautiful sport.
Yes, it can be. That's true. Very elegant. Where do we go next with music?
The next one is Depeche Mode. Enjoy the Silence. Although I like to speak, I enjoy the silence also. Nature, and as we say in Slovene, when you remain quiet, you can answer to the hundred of people.
We come to the last part of the show. Two more pieces of music. The guest, Valeria Przewolczyk. I would like to just talk a little more about the fact that you chose music in a particular way. Most of it is moderately well known. Is music a very important thing for you?
Yeah.
Do you play a musical instrument?
No.
Have you ever done so?
No, I haven't got time, actually. I was a sportist and I didn't have time, so.
What about your daughter?
She would like to play violin.
Okay.
But at the moment, there is such a strong place in her schedule is figure
for
skating.
Your figure skating, yes.
So there's no time for it. But maybe in the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
If she decides to rather play a violin instead of skating.
I don't think instead of needed. I don't know. It depends what level she's doing figure skating and how much work there is involved in that, I guess. We started off talking about the conference that's coming up in November. Maybe this is an opportunity to talk about that a little bit more. Who will be the people who should be coming to this conference? Are we talking about people already involved in advertising? Is it just any company that would benefit from coming to your conference that's being set up? Who needs to know?
Well, actually, everyone that wants to learn more in fields of advertising, communications, new technologies as virtual reality, artificial intelligence, and so on. So I think it's a wide spectrum of
people.
Yeah.
It's a wide spectrum of people. So it could just be marketing people from companies that haven't really gone to this level.
Marketing people, sales teams, executives. I think that communicating your brand should be essential for practically everyone.
But most people think that, don't they? But they see it in similar ways to everyone else. I mean, they think they're doing it. They think they've got a web page or they've got stuff on Facebook. But there's more, isn't there?
Yeah, there's more. The trends are really changing so fast that we have to stay educated in order not to get left behind.
And how you place information, I guess, is also important.
Also, yeah, also. How and to whom?
And how do you define to whom?
It depends on the brand, on what you want, on
the goals. If I'm selling maybe a product, if I'm selling soap powder, where and how do I advertise that product?
It depends on the strategy. So the target groups that are set are so different. They are more specialized, or they can be wider. If we think of it globally, the most popular communication channels are still TV and, of course, online. But
TV is incredibly expensive.
Expensive, but together with online, it gets great results for some of the brands, not for all of them. But today's trends are getting more and more different approaches are involved in communication. So, for example, Instagrammers, so-called influencers. It's people to people, right? At the end of the day, we do.
So you're actually using other people to advertise for you in a way.
Of course.
In other words, you're building followers or whatever it might be, depending on.
Because it is widely known that we trust more our colleagues than advertising. So
it's lots to learn, and it could be useful from small companies to obviously huge ones, although I guess the huge players have got very experienced people working with them anyway.
Yeah, they do. They are playing this sport with agencies, with teams. But of course, it's also relevant for them to get to know the trends and, of course, to listen to best practices from around the world.
Next piece of music
is Coldplay, A Sky Full of Stars. I don't know, I tend to seek the sparkles in my eyes when I go around. That means that I like to do things or be with people that makes me happy, that makes me smile. So stars are also my sparkle.
A Sky Full of Stars from Coldplay. Valeria, we have very little time left. What's ahead for you and your company, apart from Semple? What places are you going which are new?
We are trying to catch the trends, of course, also in our core business. So to be as best as we could be, to have the most credible service on the market. And as I always say, to work with people as we are friends at the end of the day.
Mm. So it's important to you to do things in a way which the client respects and sees the result as if you were a partner in their operation rather than just selling a product.
Yeah, of course. I think at the end of the day, we are all people. It doesn't matter the business you are in. Slovenia is so small, so we will meet here or there one day. And it is important to really be as objective as possible, as fair as possible. So those are things that I personally invest in working in this business.
So getting the price right and the quality right, no matter what it might be, as a service or a product, means that people respect what you're doing and will come back again.
I think so. I think so. It should.
Those are obviously important things, and people will find out more if they go to Sample. It's easy to find on the internet.
Yeah, www.sample.si.
Thank you for bringing the details of the conference. I think I knew very little about it, and I thought it was worth people finding it through you, and this is one way we can do that. So thank you so much for your time. Where will we end from the musical point of view?
I Love My Life by Robbie Williams. I like the song. I sing it out loud with my daughter. She likes it also very much. And actually, it's all about the title and my life. I truly love my life. So this is for me, and I hope for everyone else listening.
Can't be a bad way to be, can it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Chris.